siando lo siandria. Entro lo bossiango lo prinacu gustoso sia. Mengro lo bossia la moria della la bastante che ago siando lo sia. Ende le borruassa so siando lo sine le bossiando lo stenderia. Englo vosto so so prondo lo bossiando lo bostenderia. Englo gogo si, englo gogo stoso. E so pronde le costoso sia. Vengo lo siande le bestia go lo prosi i che quasi so so si. Endo lo bossia gala prosi i che go lo prusa go stende le prusso so si. Lord, I take pleasure in worshiping. I take pleasure in worshiping. I take pleasure in worshiping you, Lord. I take pleasure in worshiping. I take pleasure in worshiping. I take pleasure in worshiping you, Lord. I take pleasure in worshiping. I take pleasure in worshiping. I take pleasure in worshiping you, Lord. I take pleasure in worshiping. I take pleasure in worshiping. I take pleasure in worshiping you, Lord. I take pleasure in worshiping. I take pleasure in worshiping. I take pleasure in worshiping you, Lord. I take pleasure. Worship the Lord in His presence. You stand in God's for you and He on those stands. Come, Holy Spirit, is reaching us now. Grace, joy, and peace, love abound. Holy, You are holy. Holy is the Lord. Yes, Jesus. Worthy is worthy, worthy is the Lord. It's very faithful, beloved. Faithful is faithful. Faithful is the Lord, our God is mighty, mighty, He is mighty, yes, mighty is the Lord, your God is able. He is able, able. He is your God. He is reliable, reliable. Your God is reliable, reliable. Is your God dependable? He is dependable, dependable. Is my God. That is why He is called Jehovah. Yes, very faithful. That is why you are called Jehovah. Yes, Lord Jesus. What you say you will do, Lord. That is what you have done. That is why you are called Jehovah. What He told you He will do. That is what He will do. That is why He is called Jehovah. Yes. Adonai, we worship You. So Almighty God, alone. looking over. It is not over. My God has taken over. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, it is not over for me. My God has taken over. It is not over for me. My God has taken over. It is not over. My God has taken over. It cannot be over. For my God has taken over. Le eli bruzo ziandi galazo. Ze pri enga kususto sosi ila bon bruzo zia. Le kusto zia. Le kle kukusto sosi indrene ga kukusto si ate. Me kusto si ingli kukusto sosi. Ila bon sa ato. Ila klesto si imble. Le glicusto sosopre, le che cucuto sia a piondo, enge cucucusoso, intronovo sto custo sosie, e sopri ando custo sosie, ende che libro sosia, me quasciate, ende che libro sosie, e sua ando gogo libro sosie, Endege e kekwa sosia, illa brondege kukuku sosia, illa bongru sosia, illa bekwaso ze entri nanangoso, e supiondo kusto sose, istopli entri nagakwa gogososo, it cannot be over. My God has taken over. It is not over for me. My God has taken over. It's up and through non augustosia. Illa becle cucucusosia. Endegege librusosia. Endege custososia. Apiondo costate. This is for someone. Just one person this morning. You must settle it in your spirit. It is not over. That verdict is not over. Because my God has taken over. It cannot be over. Beloved, it cannot be over. Say to yourself, my God has taken over. Because it is written, Job 22:29. When man said there is a casting down, I will say there is a lifting up for me. I will say, there is a lifting up for me. The stone on Calvary has been rolled away. Therefore, King Jesus, who rose up from the grave, has taken over. It has taken over. It is not over for me. It cannot be over for me. My God has taken over. The doctor cannot say it's over. The business cannot say over. Your business partner cannot say it is over. Your manager cannot say it is over. Because God has taken over. The doctor cannot tell you it is over. It's the ilamondo si ate. For your God has taken over. Iloba kukusoso siye. Istombri nakaso. Istodoste. Ilemengla. Your age cannot say it's over. Even time cannot say it is over. For God has taken over. It's so beyond the quaso. It's standing a custoso. It cannot be over. For God has taken over. It gekwaso on the quasa. It is not over. It is not over. It is not over. It is not over yet. Illa bongrusa ate. Endege kukuso sozia. Ille brendosto si ige kwaso. Istombege kukuso sozia. Illa bengreso. Eso priandanga kukuso sia. Illa brendeke kukuko soze. Entro nobosto sia. Indege kwasa sia. Illa bekukukusto sozia. Ille becrossosia, istondo le crusosie, esopriando custosie, il lavo custoso, indeghe custososie, il lavo rosiate, il sopriando aia, weeping may endure for the night. But joy comes in the morning. If you have had to understand, I have not started. God just wants me to reach out to somebody on this altar this morning. At creation, God defeated everything that speaks of the night. Because darkness was dark, covered the face of the earth, and God said, let there be light. God said, let there be light. And in the first day, beloved, night came as the Lord called it forth. He took over the night. He commanded the day to spring forth. He took over what was dark. He said, light, spring forth. And he said, he called light day, and darkness he called night. He said, and the evening and the morning were the first day. The evening, which is called Erev, E-R-E-B, pronounced as Erev, as in E-H-R-E-V, simply means night. It simply means that which looks like that dark season. But God said, and God said, and the evening and the morning was the first day. Everything God made in those days, it will say they have evening and they have morning. What you have to understand that the evening has to be followed by the morning. That is why you can say, rejoice not over me. My enemy. Even though I fall, yet I will arise. Rejoice not over me. My enemy. Even though I fall,
Yet I will arise. Rejoice not against me, my enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. Beloved, it may look as if things were down for you right now. But you must tell yourself, I cannot remain down. Very, very funny. Who told you that that is the place you are going to stay for life down? No. It is impossible. Yes, mistakes might have been made, wrong paths might have been taken, wrong decisions could have been made. But yet, Christ is a light for you. Your rescue in that situation beloved, so it is not over. And that is why the word of the Lord said to the mouth of Micah, he said, but as for me, Micah 7:7, I will watch expectantly for the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. I look to the Lord for help. Yeah. Stop beating yourself on the head, beloved. I wait confidently for God to save me. And my God will certainly hear me. I look to him for help. And the word of the Lord said, then look unto him and were lightened. Psalm 34:5. Then look unto him in the hopeless situation. It became their hope and their faces will never be ashamed. How do they look? They look to him by crying to him. This And the Lord at him and shook him out of all his troubles. Beloved, enough is enough now. Take your eyes off what is visible . Look up to your God, who is the fountain of life. For with him in his light, you will see light. Because there is hope for a tree. Beloved, if it is cut down, it will sprout again, and its new roots will not fail. Even though its roots grow old in the ground, and its stem dies in the dry soil. At the scent of water, it will flourish and put forth sprigs like a plant. Somebody was speaking to me yesterday and was telling me about a particular matter. And the Lord showed me what matter, even in the matter, beyond the matter that looks funny. If your eyes were to be opened and you see that God is working in my favor, all it takes is the sense word that you decree and declare by your mouth, from your mouth, knowingly, with confident assurance, it cannot be over. My God, over to you, it cannot be over. The enemy cannot say it is a closed down time. My mindset cannot say it is over. Beloved, when one was great, others are too springing forth. Because the word of the Lord said, for your shame, you will have double honor. I want you to speak to yourself, it is not over. The only time it can be over is when you stop looking up, when the only thing that you see is the verdict of the night. Beloved, Psalm 126 said, when the law restored the fortune of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. So Zion did not stay in the position of weeping. renewal, a rebuilding. Beloved Zion, as a oak that does not put to shame. Zion prevailed over the night because the Lord's anger is just but for a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning, because Psalm 35, 30 verse 5, because God is a light for you. So you can hands up. You can give up. You cannot resign yourself to what is. Your rod shall yet burn again. Your hope shall not be cut short. That is, there will be an end for darkness and for what season is unfavorable. But your hope for a new day shall not fail. For surely there is an end. The expectation of the righteous shall not be cut short. Surely there is an end. But the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut short. Surely there is an end. The expectation of the righteous cannot be cut short. Proverbs 23:18. Why? Jeremiah chapter number 17, verse 7. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, and whose trust is the Lord. There is a trusting in God, and there is when your absolute, your dependency, your total confidence is in your God, when God is all that you have. Beloved, and that is enough. For it will be like a tree planted by the water, that extends its root by a stream and will not fear when the heat comes, but its leaves will be green and it will not be anxious in a year of drought nor cease to yield fruit. I trust God. Beloved, that is why the songwriter said, Jesus is all that I need. Jesus is all I need. I need no other friend. I need no other one. Jesus is all I need. When I'm tired and I'm weary on my journey up, when the road is rough and long, and I feel so all alone, when my strength is all gone and I can't carry on, that's when my Jesus is all that I need. When life has let me down and peace cannot be found, when all my hopes and all my dreams lie scattered on the ground, or when my joy turns to sorrow and there's no hope for tomorrow, that's when Jesus is all that I need. That was a dark season, but it said my need. That is why all these people that write all these songs that we call 18th century, 17th century songs, they've been somewhere with God. They were not writing to make money. They were inspired, beloved, to turn their pain into pleasure. They are men that walk through the thick and through the thin with Jesus. He said, all I need is to get to look up again. For they lifted up their eyes and looked to him. And said, but as for me, Micah 7 again, I will watch expectantly for the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Do not rejoice over me, my enemy. You might see me grounded. I will still rise. You might see me losing color. But beloved, I'm just going to gain momentum for my road to bud again, for my flower to flourish. I might look confused. It might look like I have no hope, I have no help, I have no name, but you wait. It was just a night season. My new day is coming. Therefore, rejoice not over me, my enemy. Though I fall, I shall not be utterly cast down. David said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Excuse me, beloved. He was going through things that could make his heart, beloved, to be weary, that could bring him discouragement, despair, distress. He said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Put your trust in God, because you will yet praise him, who is the light of your countenance. It's not of because you serve a covenant-keeping God. If this is all this morning, because I have not had, I have not seen, I'm waiting to be able to cross over. But until you get it this morning, beloved, things are going to begin to change for you. Beloved, look at Paul telling us to wake up. It's not about you. So Paul wrote a letter to you and I. And Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter number 4, but we have this treasure in jars of clay. I'd like to read this scripture from verse 6 of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Or let's read from 5 this morning. Paul says, for what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servant for Jesus' sake. For God who said, let light shine out of darkness, made his light to shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory displayed in the face of Christ. But we have these treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God, not from us. Apostle Ellen Ronke this morning, David this morning, Alice this morning, whatever your name is, look, he said, we are unpressed in every side. That is, we are pressured, troubled, afflicted. In every sign, night season, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. David said, I would have despaired unless I had believed to see. I would have despaired. I would have despaired. Unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You cannot afford to be in despair. So when David started in Psalm 27 and said, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? Excuse me, beloved. There are things happening around David that were meant to discourage him. troublesome issues. There were issues that should make him afraid. Is sick to seek the Lord. Is sought to seek the Lord. I would have despair unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Psalm 27 verse 13. There is still good in it. David spoke to his soul. And Paul said, the warfare is a battle that Christ has won for you and for me, because I believe this is where I'm going to stop today. Because if God can reach one, I am sent to help people to live. I am sent to help your hope to be kindled. I am sent for you to rise again. I am sent, beloved, for you not to remain under. This morning, Paul says, we were persecuted but not abandoned. Not forsaken. Whenever there is an issue for Paul, whether it's a shipwreck and the angel of the Lord whom I serve, said to me, in the midst of this confusion and storm, it said the ship will wreck, but there will not be any loss of life. Whether it is a serpent that locks itself around its head, it said, I can shake you off. Because the one that sent me has made a covenant with me, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Beloved, that is why many times the people that pray the most are the people that get depressed the most. Because they prayed without revelation, they prayed without understanding, and there is nothing to sustain. When the enemy starts, it's flawed as man. Because it's not prayer that sustains you. It is the word of God. He owns everything that he has created by the word of his power. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory like the glory of the only Son of the Father, that is full of grace and full of truth. When we face the light of our situation, the light of the world is what makes you to see up in that hopeless situation. We need a word from the Lord. The prayer that we pray is to activate the divine truth that brings every lie to a place of effectiveness and lack of power over you and over me. Because in the Word was life, and the Word, beloved, in the life of the Word was the light of man. And that light, that is the Word of God, is the light. And the life, Jesus said, the word that I speak, their spirit and their life. That is the light that shines in our darkness. God knows about darkness. He saw darkness at the beginning, but he speaks forth light. And Jesus said, anyone that follows me they will not live in darkness. I am the light of the world. And we see this light through the word that he has given to us. So we can go back to that word that he gave you. It said, is the light of life. John chapter 8 verse 12. That is why David knows the difference. He will say, though darkness surround me, the Lord shall be a light unto me. Beloved, take a hold of light. And prevail over every darkness this morning. The Lord shall be a light for me. The Lord shall be a light for me. The Lord shall be a light unto me. You don't need light if there is no darkness. And the word of the Lord is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. God's word is that hope. God's word is that light. God's word is that rescue. God's word. If it is true for Paul, it is true for me. If it is true, beloved, for men of all, it is true for me. Because for two unchangeable things, it is impossible for my God to lie. He can't lie. Though I sit in darkness, even when I fall, I will rise. The Lord shall be a light unto me. Therefore, Paul says, we were persecuted. But we were not forsaken. We were pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Because the word of the Lord says, true prophetically to the mouth of David. He said, I've been young and now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Nor their kids beg for bread. So you can say you are persecuted. You cannot be forsaken. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I won't leave you alone. I won't disappoint you. I won't let you down. Why don't you let that be in your spirit? And say, God, you said so. I believe. I cannot go down. We were struck down, but not destroyed. Beloved, because us. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in us. There is no death without life. It's very easy to sing this song. But beloved, they thought, even the mother of Jesus, I was meditating this morning and I was wondering, when they came to the tomb and they didn't find Jesus, and they said, they have taken away our master, they have taken away my Lord. Because in the moment of darkness, they did not remember that there is the power of resurrection, that the same one that went down to the grave is the same Jesus that rose up from the grave. He rose up with a glorious body. But they thought he went down as a man. So my time on this earth, because I just want to deal with this. And you just need to say to God, it is not over for me. It can't be over. Because you say so, not because of what I see, not because of the things that are facing me. It is not over. Lord, take over now. Take over now. Take over now. Take over. I don't know what it is for you, but you want to say to the Lord, take over my affairs. It was not over. Take over. Take over. The early Brusosi in Dagalustozia. Le Epriandustozia. In Le Kekukuzozopri Andalusto. Your health, your ministry, your marriage, beloved, your career, your finances, every issue concerning us. You are saying, God, take over. Take over. It cannot be over. Ilobe kusozopri andagasaate. Mendege kusozozia. Istomble kusozia. Ingreke kutozo. Enso prondege kusozia. Ilaba kusozozie. Endege kusozie. Endege kolubruzaate. Inge kusozozia. Endege kalibruzaate. Endege kustozozie, ezoprondege kustozo, dekeku kustozia, ilobrondege kustozia, indege kwazo, istondege kustozozie, ezopriandoga kustozia, ilabongroshote, ezoprondege kustozozia, indoli bruzozia, endege kwazo. Esso prendege custosozia, il prendege custosozia, il abba custoso, esso priandoge che librusozia, indege che custosozia, esso prendege custosia, il prendege custosozia, esso prendege custosia, il prendege custosozia, endege custosia. Illa prendege custosia, illa prendege custose, esso piondo custosie, indele brusosia, in gloco custosie, esso prendege custosie, istondo custosia, illa prendege custosie, esso prendege custosia, illa bon brusosia, in che custosie. Indolo vossa arte, entrenege custososia, indege custososie, il labron de ge custoso, en de ge quasosie, mengrusosia, in de ge cosiate, en de ge custoso, en de ge cucusososie, le qua gogogosiato, en de ge custosia, in de ge custososia, in de ge custosia, il labron de ge quasosie, en de ge custososie, il labobo pronde ge custosia, in de ge quasosie, me cla custosia, in de ge custososie, en de ge custosia, nele brusa ate, de entru nonosia, il labo custosia, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are praying. Amen. Beloved, I want you to begin to command your restoration. It said, when the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. Our mouths were filled with laughter. Our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. The Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. Your Father is a doer of great things. Great things. Even others saw it, they know alone that God is the only one who can do great things. But when God does great things, the power of God is on display. Because it takes the greatness of God's power to see great things done. And that is what is going to showcase. I can see that my computer is behaving interesting right now, but if it by any times go off, don't go. Just stay on the line. Stay on the line, those on the radio. Please stay on the line. The radio server might go down for a minute, but beloved, I will yet come back. Beloved, stay on the line. I want you to press in. I command restoration. He said, I will restore health unto you, and I will heal you of your wound. Whether they are spiritual, they are financial, they are mental, they are emotional. Command a restoration. Command a restoration. Command your restoration. Command your restoration. In lobby and through so, si inge kukuku so siye. Esuato ondogle usosia. Endege kwaza. I must not stay in the place of continuous weeping. But because weeping is just for the night, my joy is here. I enforce my joy. I decree joy. I command restoration spiritually, financially, mentally, in my career, in my marriage, in my ministry, in my investment. Let there be restoration now. Let there be restoration now. There is all for the tree. At the shedding of what it is called, at the shedding of water, it shall brood again. My time of brooding now is here. Therefore, I enforce my restoration. I decree restoration. Job 22:28, you shall decree a thing, it shall be established. When the people are restored to God, everything is restored to them. When they reconcile to God, everything became restored unto them. So they didn't stay in the states of darkness. Darkness is not the final state. gozose, esso prendenge custoso, esso a to ondenge custosia, ille prendenge cucusose, esso intru non ongla cucustosie, esso prendenge stusase, ille me che siate, restoration of health, restoration of your arm, restoration of your joy, restoration of your peace. Command restoration now. It's upon the custosocie. It's on the casasia. In lobo crusocie. And the quasocie. And the custosua. And dogoli crusocie. Me quasocie. Esondolica quasa. In lobo nega custosocie. And the custosocie. Endenge, endenge custosia, isoprundenge custosia, ilobobo sotie, endronegaku custosie, esu indelibru sotie, isopru undu custosie, endenge custososie, esopru sotie, ilabombro negaku asasie, endenge saate, weeping may endure for a night. But joy cometh in the morning. And beloved, look, it is a new day. You are pursuing today with great joy. Because the Lord is the light of your day. Therefore, you are speaking to the womb of today. Deliver to me what is meant for my joy. Deliver to me what God has prepared, preordained for my joy. Deliver to me the divine agenda of God that is meant for my joy. Deliver them to me. Usto ben trunonosi ike kwasasie, esto prondenge kustosia. In la bongo siate, endo go sosia, ondo la bosiate. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. And beloved, the psalmist says, beloved at the end, in verse number 11 of Psalm 30, he said, you have turned for me my mourning into dancing, and you have put up my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness. To the end that my glory may seem praise to you and not be silent. You have turned my mourning into dancing. Because there was an answer. Because God brought him out of all of his trouble. Because God changed his story. Because there was victory instead of defeat. Because God proved himself as the only deliverer, the only hope, the one that helped, the one that makes his work good. He said, you have turned my mourning into dancing. You, oh God, beloved, has torn even my sackcloth. He has removed it from me and clothed me with gladness. Can you say to the Lord, I take off even the garment of sorrow, the garment of depression, the garment of distress. I put on the garment of praise in the name of Jesus. Lord, clothe me with your power. Clothe me by your might. Clothe me by your garment of joy. In love, kukustosie. Esso prundenga custosie, endenge custosie, endenge custosia, endali brusoose. Those who had seen them in their morning state, they saw them in their rising state. Those who saw the tree, the seed when it was planted, that it looks like a bad investment, they saw it in a glorious state. Okay, yes, Lord, I had it. Beloved, those who saw you in that hopeless situation, they will yet see you in your bounce back state. Therefore, You are saying, Lord, those who have witnessed my downsizing, from today they must witness my uprising. They witnessed the disciples. They witnessed them hiding away. They were afraid. But they were the same people who came to witness their rising. When they engaged the divine power of God in a place where they have laid and then laid down their all, including their fears, and they take the divine power of God that releases them into boldness, and they become an agent of change. I want you to speak to the Lord this morning. Lord, today marks a new beginning of my change of story. Ilabi and through no longer see at it. Ezo pronde ge custodo sie. Ezua e pronde casto. Ze pentruno se entranagaso. Ilabo costosia. We have this treasure. Beloved, the treasure is Christ. The treasure is divine agenda, divine purpose that God has called you to fulfill. And therefore, you cannot be wasted. It doesn't matter what you go through, you will bounce back. Because God will guard jealously his treasure in us, his assignment given to every man. He will guide it jealously. He will not allow it to be wasted because it's God. Beloved, so you can be confident that every agenda of God shall find expression in your life. If you will lift up your voice this morning and you know that God has met with you, just begin to give him thanks. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. I like the song that is coming to my spirit. It said, the work is finished. I have the victory. Satan is defeated. For God has broken the power of death. For Jesus Christ is Lord. I shout hallelujah. Praising God. Praising God. Praising God for saving me. The saving means rescue me. The saving means helping me. The saving means bringing me out of that trouble. The saving means giving me a new song. The saving means repositioning me. The saving means it set me free. The saving means that I am rising again. My feeble knee is quickened. I will not just be in between the promise and my purpose. I am running the purpose, running the race of purpose. I am going to be one of them that goes into the house of the Lord. For the Lord has rescued me. For the Lord has healed me. For the Lord has helped me. In some and through the earth, ne angle kukuku so arte. For they are sent among the nations. See what the Lord has done. The Lord that does mighty things. He is my God. Our mouths were filled with laughter again. Our tongues are filled with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nation, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. And we are filled with joy. Because God has stepped in. Even and those who sow in tears are reaping now with joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying their seed to sow, will yet return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them. Say to the Lord, I am thankful, I am grateful. Lord, thank you. Ulobo gosi ike kwasa siye. Negetu ondolo bosiate. Elegra su uto nomblege custosozia, zeprendo custosozia, endege custosia, endelebosiate. Thank you for making way in the wilderness and causing water to spring forth, even from wasteland. Thank you, my Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we want to say thank you this morning. Because you can change the course of a meeting because of one person. Because
You are mindful of us. Our name is written in the palm of your hands. And our words are continually before you, for it is written that a woman can forget a sunken child, but you will not forget. Lord, I thank you this morning because you watch over your word to perform it. Therefore, my Father, I give you praise for the change of story. I give you praise, Lord, for a turning around of situation and circumstances in the favor of the prevailers, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, thank you, because what you have started, you will complete. For you are God that performed to perfection every one of your word, even as you bring them to completion and to fulfillment. Therefore, I hand over every prevailer from around the earth, in particular, those who are before this call at a crossroad, needing to make decisions, those who are confused on any issue of life. Lord, I hand them over to you, that as you have visited tonight, this morning, that your word begins to shed light in the direction and in the pathway that they ought to go, in the name of Jesus, that every decision made will be guided by you, be instructed by you, be directed by you, because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Therefore, I decree and declare that the decisions that you will make today, that will be made by any prevailer and every prevailer, this day shall be the decisions to move us forward, the decisions that will bring establishment, the decisions that will bring your restoration, the decisions that will bring total recovery without fail in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. And I command today that the Lord shall make a way for you where there seems to be no way. And I command help of God to locate you where you are at in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. For weeping may have endured for a night, and this day is the day of your joy. Therefore, I declare the end of sorrow, the end of shame, the end of reproach, the end of oppression, the end of joblessness, the end of hopelessness, the end to fear. I command an end to trouble. I command an end to every fearful incident in the mighty name of Jesus. I command an end to emotional, even breakdown in the mighty name of Jesus. I command an end to breakdown in business. Therefore, I command the prevailers, go forward in the mighty name of Jesus, and break forth in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In Lobekosu ut olobriza ate, mekwaza atiandelegekusosie, endegekwaza sia. Therefore, I decree restoration to you in the name of Jesus. Your son shall make haste, your destroyers, and those who led you waste, they shall go away from you. Lift up your eyes, look around and see all this. They gather together and come to you. As I live, saith the Lord, you shall surely clothe yourself with them, and all as an ornament, and bind them on you, even as a bride does. What was meant to be for your disgrace will be for the grace of God to distinguish you among your equal. Therefore, your waste places and your desolate places, the land of your destruction, that man thought has been wasted, shall be the place of your divine enlargement in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. What has worked against you before now begin to work in your favor in the name of the Lord Jesus. I decree and declare, even the children you will have after what you think you have lost,
I decree in the mighty name of Jesus, they will say again in your ears, the place is too small for you, for them. Give me a place where I may dwell. Therefore, I decree in the place where you have known reduction, smallness, I command divine enlargement in such places in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. For the Lord shall make room for you for every prevalence this morning, and we shall prosper in the land. Wherever land that speaks of your platform of oppression, your place of work, your marriage, your ministry, I decree in the same place there will be testimonies for the prevalence this week, this day, in the mighty name of Jesus, and throughout the days of our lives, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, I speak into anybody that is afflicted with infirmity and sickness. I command restoration of health for you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. For the Lord shall restore back health unto you and heal you of your wound. I speak healing to your spinal cord. I speak healing to your bone, to your marrow, to your nerves. I speak healing to every part of your being in the name of Jesus. Pastor Yemi Oladele Akinbukola, I speak healing to you, to your spirit, to your soul, and to your body. I command your restoration now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I speak healing even to you this morning. Adefemi Sheyi Aturu Sheyi Ashende, Brother Dare Caroline, I speak healing unto you and restoration in the name of Jesus. Sarah Koroma Tivana, I speak healing unto you in the name of Jesus. I command your healing to become progressive in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I cover you with the precious blood of the Lamb, and I declare the Lord who has started a good work in you, he will yet perform it and bring it to perfection in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, I speak into anyone life who needing a breakthrough in terms of job, because the word of the Lord said those who does not work, they are not meant to eat. I decree and declare that the nation, organization will make room for you for a gainful employment today in the name of Jesus. I command success in every interviews in the mighty name of Jesus. For every immigration, every situation, I declare, let favorable decision be made concerning the prevalence in the name of Jesus. In every business investment, I command divine success in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I speak a turnaround that is profitable, that is meant for your increase and not for you to go down, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. For the Lord shall lift up his countenance over each and everyone connected to this commission, and it will cause his peace to rest upon us in the name of Jesus, because it will increase our greatness and comfort us on every side as it surrounds our borders with peace, and as he will be to us the wall of fire around us and the glory in our midst in the name of Jesus. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return tonight. An everlasting joy shall be upon our head. Gladness and joy shall be our portion. No one is permitted to sorrow in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now unto you, my Father that work wonders, unto you who fulfills every word that has gone forth out of your mouth, unto you we return glory, unto you we return honor, unto you I return praise. For all that you have done this morning, for you performed the word of your servant, you execute the word of your messenger, because you are the one that is gracious and mighty, that watch out for those who fear you. Thank you, my Father, because once again you will perform to perfection in an exceeding and in a great measure, over and above our thinking and that which we imagine, even as you cause your word of today to produce in every life of the prevailers great joy and result of testimonies. with divine speed to the glory and honor of your name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah.